Hello, everyone. This is the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella.
My name is Johnny Moda. We are here with
Doug Caswell.
Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Hey, welcome.
Very well, thank you.
Now, for people that aren't sitting right next to you like we are, what company are you with?
I'm with a company called Revo Labs, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Yamaha Corporation.
Cool. What exactly is Revo Labs?
Revo Labs is a small company located in Massachusetts, which has been developing world-class audio components and solutions for the last 10 years or so. Most recently, we've been building wireless microphones for large conference room applications. And our newest product that we're debuting here at the show is an audio conferencing product called CS700, which is specifically targeted to huddle room spaces, which, is, as you may know, is one of the fastest growing segments in the video conferencing industry.
What are you doing here at Infocom 2017? Maybe a booth number to start off would be nice. If not, we can always look that up later. But
yes.
What are you doing at? What is different this year than last year?
I would say that the CS700 is the major pivot point for our company this year. Mm-hmm. Not only is it entering Revo Labs and Yamaha into the unified conferencing space, unified communication space, much more effectively with video, it's also the first time that Revo Labs is actually sharing a logo with Yamaha. So all of our products from this point forward will have the Yamaha logo, and of course all of the anticipated quality that goes with that.
Pardon my ignorance here, but was Revo Labs never a part of Yamaha up until as of recent?
It's a fair question. Yamaha purchased Revo about 4 years ago, three years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've continued to operate autonomously as Revo Labs with all of our world-class microphone technology for the last several years. In 2017, we've made a decision to really merge the strengths of both companies together. There's a new department in Yamaha called the Unified Communications Department, which Revo Labs is one of the major anchor points of. So if you probably know about Yamaha, there's a number of divisions. Everybody's familiar with the motor products and the sound products and the musical instruments. Mm-hmm. Unified Communications is another one of the departments that they will be looking at growing significantly in the next several years.
So it sounds like Revo Labs and Yamaha are Facebook official now and public together.
Hey-o.
That's it.
Facebook official. It means nothing to your Facebook official. Or that's what I was told. I don't know if that's true.
The rumors are out there, and now it's solidified.
I think so, because I'm holding the card that proves it.
Yeah, you can see. We've got the two logos right on the card and in our booth.
Now, this might be another, I don't know, ignorant question. Your card says that you are the product manager. So are you the product manager of the infamous, what did you say, the CS?
CS700.
700.
Right. Not particularly. We've got a couple of product managers, myself, another person, Holger Stoltz, who has been at the company for many years, and I would say is sort of the grandfather of the product. So I'm helping out wherever I can, and certainly still learning a lot. I'm actually fairly new to the organization. I've been there for, I hate to admit, 6 weeks.
Oh, it's okay. We've had someone since yesterday at another company, so that's longer than them.
Right. Well, that's good.
So you're on your way to being lead Imagineer over there.
Yeah. I'm the ideation guy, right?
There you go.
What if it does this? And you'll find out why it can possibly do such a thing. But
Or maybe it will.
It might do. Yeah. So one of the things I think, if you look at the CS700, that's really attractive about it is that, in my view, as a fresh person off 6 weeks at the company, is that the product basically blends together some of the world-class capabilities that Yamaha has in terms of Yamaha sound and speaker technology, as well as the Revo Labs microphone technology. Revo Labs got its start with wireless microphones for large conference areas, and they've perfected that down to the huddle room space in a very optimized way with a beam-forming microphone array, which very actively through DSP algorithms focuses only on human voice detection and filters out any number of other discerning noises that you get in a conference call. You know, you've got Potato Chip Lady, you've got Keyboard Ken, all those folks. They get filtered right out of the sound, and it's a really high-quality experience.
Well, I should get one because I am infamously Potato Chip Lady. That's just my thing. I don't know. Well, I like potato chips.
Yeah,
is that rude to be on a podcast where you're just like...
Apparently in some circles they frown on it. I don't know why that is. I just want to clarify that
because I should probably stop doing that. I mean, I'm not doing it right now, obviously, because you can see me, but if we were on the air, you know, across the United States or something like that, I would be munching
some
Doritos.
In your teeth, actually.
Those are Doritos.
Yeah.
I do have to ask, what is your company's maybe proudest project or favorite child? That you guys
obviously
have?
Obviously, Revo Labs.
Yeah. Well, I have to be defending Revo because that's they're the guys who hired me.
Let's start there.
They're the ones who brought me to the dance, right? I would say that the CS700 is really the pinnacle achievement at this point. It's bringing together not only the audio capability I just described to you, but SIP telephony and... manageability, which are other aspects that really make the product, I think, a true outstanding enterprise product, enterprise scale product. Before that, you know, we've got a long history with microphone technology, and I believe Revo Labs is, you'll find it at all of the top Fortune 100 boardrooms when you need to hear every single word said in a conference call when it really matters. You're finding Revo Labs technology there because they really do have a lock on capturing, filtering the noise out, capturing the true audio, and getting it out, you know, to the rest of the system.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, the not necessarily the merge, but sort of like the collaborations of Yamaha and Revo Labs, kind of like finally together, and also Revo Labs still sort of operating independently, you know, if you will. Is RevoLabs.com still going to exist, or eventually can I just expect to go to Yamaha and find a Revo Labs tab?
That's a fair question. I think you'll probably still find Revo Labs for the near to short term, medium term future. No intention to make it go away. Whether or not we actually merge the unified communications department within Yamaha with Revo Labs and give that its own branding, I think that may be more of a direction that we'd be heading in.
Okay, yeah. I mean, obviously I can't give away all the secrets, or maybe you can, but...
For the right price.
That's why Victoria's in charge, Victoria Payton.
Is Revo Labs... I don't know, giving out any kind of educational opportunities out there, either within the booth or maybe during Infocom. If not, that's okay.
I think we have a number of panelists, right? Panels with a number of Revo Labs people.
Hey,
so if you can take a look and see. I think Holger Stoltz is anchoring one of them. And who else was on there? I don't remember who else. Yeah.
You can look that up on infocom.org.
Right.
I believe that's today. And that's wonderful. That's great. Look out for those names. What else? I guess I'm a millennial in the industry. First year or two here. Do you have any maybe advice for millennials coming into the industry? I don't know if you know this, but either there's not enough young AV people in this industry right now. And frankly, they don't even know the AV industry exists, which is kind of weird because we live it, or you guys live it as well. I'm fairly new, but I've talked to so many college students, so many high schoolers. They're like, what's an AV industry? And even though they love technology, they don't know that's an industry. So I guess just people that are listening, maybe live or will listen to it later, do you have any suggestions for these youngins or me going into this industry?
Hey, in a way, I'm a youngin' too. I actually just, you know, joined the industry from a career at Cisco, where I worked in other industry areas.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is my first Infocom.
Oh, right.
And I have to say, one of the things that strikes me is the wide range of applications and technologies and products that seem to be out there, mm-hmm. and the creativity amongst the different participants. It mm-hmm. seems to me that. Folks entering this industry, first of all, understand that there is one. It just seems like there should be an awful lot of opportunities mm-hmm. to find different places to fit in with it. You know, I'm still going to go hit the show floor and probably get bedazzled for a fair amount of time.
Definitely. I think even if we had all day, I mean, we're here stuck at the podcast booth. Eventually, you'll be walking around doing on-the-go podcasts. But I think even like three of the days, you can't cover the whole show. You really, it's a lot, but it's wonderful to see all the demonstrations and all the products actually in one place, and all your AV friends, and just in one place here at Orlando, Florida.
The other thing, if you think about it, if bringing the unified communications in with the rest of AV is sort of blending. It's becoming a vehicle. People are interacting through the media of this equipment at this point. Whereas in the past, people would go face to face, and without that interaction, it would never happen.
Yeah.
This technology is really bringing people face to face through the technologies that have been around for a long time with AV.
Johnny, how would this happen maybe like 15 years ago? I don't think this would be happening maybe 20 years ago. Would people be on a phone call doing this?
I think it's the old cup and string method. You have one side over there and then you just kind of holler back and forth and then everyone's yelling and screaming, and
I need to make a payphone call.
There you go.
What is that?
Right. They
I thought that was just decorations.
No, but it's different. I mean, it's interesting because, growing up back in the day, if you say, right, communications on the phone, dramatically different when you have a video feed that lets you participate face-to-face like that. It really brings the world together. And in fact, once you've broken that barrier down through technology, then you have the freedom and flexibility to bring in people from all over the globe. The location doesn't matter much anymore. You can find folks, and schedule doesn't matter so much anymore, right? You just need to be able to get somebody on the link and make the connection. There's much fewer boundaries.
That's great. And then if someone's not at Infocom this year, where can they find you online?
They should come to www.revolabs.com.
Awesome.
And everything is there.
And then the social medias, are you on there too?
Fair question. Are we?
I believe it's at RevoLabs, correct? Yeah, I think it's at RevoLabs everywhere.
It's Twitter, I'm sure you're on Twitter, Facebook. And then I'm sure there's also everything listed on the website too, so you can find it there.
So that's at RevoLabs.com.
RevoLabs.com.
And if people are listening to the Trade Show Minute, whether this has been posted later, or maybe you're here on the floor, you're listening to us, you want to go live to our schedule of stuff, it's ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. That's our calendar of shows.
Yes.
You can follow Rave Pubs ever on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter and everywhere else at JMoto3, except Snapchat. That's AV Insider Victoria. Where are you?
I am in Twitter land at Barella Victoria _. That's BarellaVictoria. Whoa.
Hey,
it's like the Mickey
_.
Mouse Club. Yeah, _.
And everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We'd love to have you back in the future.
Always enjoyable.
Thank you.
Yep.